it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are so curious about the most money you've ever spent on a concert or an event. Call 206-803-ROCK to tell us your story. Steve Miggs, someone that's on hold right now, dropped $900 for tickets for them, their girlfriend, and 10 strippers.
Oh, that sounds like a deal.
We're going to get that entire story in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Tina from Tacoma. Tina, what's the most you've paid for a concert or an event?
Most I paid was almost $1,400, and it was the Linkin Park concert a couple of weeks ago. And that was for two tickets, and I was front row, right dead center in front of the band.
They put on a great show.
It was the best concert I ever been to.
I hope so for that kind of money.
Yeah, right?
Did you get to interact with the band much, Tina?
What's that?
Did you get to interact with the band much?
No. I mean, he came down in the crowd a little bit, but I still wasn't that close to him. He was off to the side. And before that, it was Metallica about 7 years ago when I paid $450 for one ticket.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a deal.
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Tacoma, what's the most you ever paid for a concert or an event?
It was roughly $900 for myself, my girlfriend, and 10 strippers.
Was this a Groupon deal or what?
No, this was not. It was back in the day, I think they called it like rock something. It was like right before New Year's, and they had it at the T-Dome, Tacoma Dome.
Okay.
And a lot of strippers turned out to be really good friends. One of them actually dated my brother in high school. So I say, hey, I was making really good money. I say, hey, I'll just take us all out. The girlfriend was not pleased. Her name was Emily. We're no longer together, obviously.
I was saying, how do you pitch that to your girlfriend? Like, hey, I want to take you out for a New Year's party at the Tacoma Dome. Oh, and by the way, I'm also bringing 10 strippers with us.
Well, quite honestly, I just see what I want to do.
Okay, fair. I mean, plays by his own rules.
206.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that too.
Yeah.
What do we got going on this weekend? I'm bringing strippers.
206-803-ROCK.
Trunk or treat at the church? Who cares? Bringing strippers.
James in Seattle, what is the most you've ever paid for a concert or an event?
Well, we went to the national championship Huskies a couple years back in Houston. My wife and I, we did $4,500 apiece for VIP, everything. That included airfare, hotel, everything. But honestly, it didn't cost me anything because I won all that money when the Huskies beat the Ducks in Vegas at the Pac-12 championship. So I actually was up money, but it was a great experience. I met Detlef Schrempf. I met Warren Moon. Danielle Laurie. Ask D. Ted Smith about the Houston Four. He's got stories.
Wow, and I believe the Huskies didn't win it. It didn't taint the experience at all for you.
Well, of course it would have been a better experience, yeah. But man, like you, Steve, going to the Super Bowl, amazing experience, and that would have been the capper. The win would have been the capper, but man, going to the national championship like that was like going to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The event, the people, the whole hotel being entirely all Huskies. All purple. It was just an amazing experience.
James, you should see Taryn's face as a cougar over here. She's like looking like she's going to get sick. I think that sounds awesome.
Sounds fun for someone.
And I love the way he thinks because I would do the exact same thing as well. I'm like, well, I won all this money, so technically I'm not even spending any money.
You're just playing with house money. It's
exactly.
206-803-ROCK. Alan in Seattle, what is the most you ever paid for a concert or an event?
Good morning, guys. A couple years back, I flew out to Orlando to a small festival called Heart Support Fest with all my favorite hardcore and punk emo bands from my youth. And that was about $700 per ticket for VIP.
Oh, wow.
Plus all the
airfare
and travel.
Alan, what did VIP get you?
So our own little viewing area, but you could go in and out, the air-conditioned bathrooms, your own, like, bar area and all that stuff. But then I could just jump over the rail for GA and get in the pit whenever I wanted, so it was nice.
That is awesome. The air-conditioning thing would be pretty clutch.
That is worth the price of admission for sure.
Hey, Steve, where are you going? I'm going to go pee again. Why? I don't have to pee. I just want to be in the air-conditioned bathroom. This feels so good.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning, sitting with 325 wins, 105 losses, and 93 ties so far this year? Also, we did a cheat sheet yesterday at 540 on the men's room. Maybe you heard that. Three correct answers for the upcoming game. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 750.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.